So on Daf Mem today, and the last thing that we had learned was the question of whether something is brought mechutz l'tchum for one individual, whether another individual would be allowed to use it, and we have now today an extension out of that idea, the Keshel Yom Tov Sheni. Now remember that here the question was that it was clear that the malacha had been done the day before, and we had the whole shayla, as long as you wait long enough, b'chdei shiyase, that there was no problem with your with the original case of the gedi that had been captured first day of Rosh Hashanah and so on and so forth, first day of Yom Tov Shagolias. Today we have a similar case in which we're now up to the two lines, about one third of the way down, or two lines below one third of the way down. Hanu b'nei genana, the gazlu there were these people that used to, their business was setting up a chupot for chatanim, and they would spend a lot of effort in creating a beautiful chupa. And part of the chupa was, of course, hadassim, which was very novel in those days for the good smell, remozim, tzniut, tzedek, and so on. So the goyim had picked some hadassim for them on Yom Tov Sheni, and there was a chasana the next day, and they wanted to use it that evening. And actually, Ravina gave them a heter. You can use these hadassim immediately right after Yantav. Now, obviously, he held that to be machmir b'chdei she'yaseh, Yom Tov Sheni is already a chumrah derabbanan. What are you going to do? The whole deal is only derabbanan. Why should we be machmir that? What? Maybe you'll come to be nenef from it on Yantav derabbanan, and even if you would, what would be so bad? So that we don't have to wait. Oh, melei rava bar tachlif al ravina leisel hu mar b'chdei she'inan b'nei Torah. So the Talmidim complained. I mean, these people are big amoratsim over there. You're going to tell them that they don't have to wait until it's b'chadei she'yase. They're not going to make any distinction between this case and a case where it was on Yantav Gufa and so on. You should have told them, don't you think? Because they're not b'nei Torah, that it's awesome. So if my Rav Shmaya heard this, maske for Rav Shmaya, what, that's the reason that they should have been machmer? Time and ain't b'nei Torah. That what? B'nei Torah shori. If you don't have a chashash, it will come lezelzule because they're amoratsim, that it's mikra, that it's mutter. Where did you ever hear a difference about b'chadei she'yase between Yantav and Yantav Sheni? B'chadei she'yase, whatever dinim we give to Yantav, we give to Yantav Sheni. And you're making these artificial distinctions as if there was a separate halacha of b'chadei she'yase. It's all part of our kviyut of the Yantav, and therefore once we're koveya a din of Yantav Sheni, then you need b'chadei she'yase on Yantav Sheni too. Azra shailu la Rava, they went and asked Rava, and indeed amarlu be'inan b'chadei she'yase, you do need b'chadei she'yase. Now getting back to the last part of the Mishnah, where we have the fascinating question of whether when you're being maskir, shal Rosh Chodesh. Clearly the implication of the Mishnah was Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. That's what he was talking about, Rabbi Yosef and Horkinis, but I mean, apparently he would have said the same thing about Rosh Chodesh. Stam. But the question over here was whether the Machloket, remember we were doubtful how to learn the Mishnah. Were the Chachamim arguing on Rabbi Yosef because they held Bichlal, you don't mention Rosh Chodesh? Or were they arguing on Rabbi Yosef because they said that you can't make a Tanai in your Tefillah to say Hakmitzenu if today is Rosh Chodesh? That's not the Derech HaTefillah. Omar Rabba, Ki Avinu BeRavuna Iboilan, I know. Completely outside of the context of this Mishnah, we were actually wondering, and we asked by Ravuna and the Beis HaMedrash, we asked, Mahu lahaskir shel Rosh Chodesh b'Rosh Hashanah? In general, what's the halacha? Do you say Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh in your tefillot and in your benching and so on? Or do you sort of subsume the Rosh Chodesh halacha within the zikaron of Rosh Hashanah? And the two stadim that we had were like this. Given the chalukin b'musafin, I mean, the Torah says b'feirush, milvad olat ha-chodesh. So then that means that the Torah is focusing separately on the chodesh element and the Rosh Hashanah element. So then maybe when it comes to our brachot, we should as well. And therefore, amrina. Oh, Dilma, or do we say, the fact that we mention Yom HaZikaron HaZeh, do we not? I mean, that's how we refer to Rosh Hashanah. We never say Yom Rosh Hashanah HaZeh. We say Yom HaZikaron HaZeh. Whether it's in benching, whether it's in tefillah, Mekadesh HaShabbat, Yom HaZikaron. So it would be all Yom HaZikaron. Well, Rosh Chodesh is also called a Yom HaZikaron. And therefore, because it says over there that V'ayulachem leZikaron, it says U'b'roshef Rosheken, V'ayulachem leZikaron. So mentioning Zikaron includes all of the various Zikronot of the day. Why mention separately the din of Rosh Chodesh? I said, Yom HaZikaron, it's a day of memories, there's Zikaron on Rosh Chodesh too. So maybe Zikaron Echad or Lelekan, without needing to mention separately Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Chodesh, Omar Lani, Setas, what's the matter with you guys? That's the Mishnah, the Nitur. I mean, Rabbi Doso, Meral, Verlif, Neateva, that's the whole business. Whether he says, Hakavitzenu biyom Rosh Chodesh, Ezei, Mayomi, Makar, Velohodulo, Chachamim. So why Velohodulo? I mean, I assume my lab last year, the Velohodulo is that they said, we don't mention Rosh Chodesh. So we said to him, no, how do you know to read the Mishnah like that? Well, maybe the part that they're arguing in it, they agree that you have to mention it. All they're saying is don't make conditions. Mention it unconditionally. As a matter of fact, it's unreasonable to say that the machlokas was about Zikaron. Because take a look at how the bright expands on our Mishnah. Excuse me? So it's not a din in Rosh Hashanah. According to you, the whole machlokas is whether you mention Rosh Chodesh. But if it's a normal Rosh Chodesh, obviously you mention Rosh Chodesh. And that they're not arguing about. They were only arguing about whether you mention. So why does it say in the Braita that they argue separately on every Rosh Chodesh? Say, Iyamit Bishleim Alahat, no, I mean, I understand if the machloket is whether you should make a tznai at all. So first, on any Rosh Chodesh. Every Rosh Chodesh is a suffix. Is today Rosh Chodesh, is tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. We don't know if Edom are going to come or not, just like on Rosh Hashanah. Yeah. So Mishum Hachi Lohodulo, that would explain that there are, the same way we argue there, in order to make it clear, we're saying it's the same issue on every Rosh Chodesh. Eliyam et Lahazkir. But if the only issue is that they're arguing about whether one mentions Rosh Chodesh, well, what is that supposed to be? But don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. On my Lohodulo. Well, then why didn't they admit that he was right as far as Rosh Chodesh is concerned? We certainly don't argue about mentioning Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Chodesh. So if they're arguing Rosh Chodesh, the only thing they could be arguing about is whether you make a condition in the tefillah. So then Elamai Latinot. Let's assume that you're right. Let's assume that the argument is only Latinot, but we agree that we're Mazkir. Can you explain to me why we have two separate machlokas? Lomali Litzluki Betarte. I mean, isn't it reasonable to say that indeed there's two separate issues here? The Mishnah, where they're arguing Lohodulo Chachamim, Lohodulo Chachamim means, I don't know what you're talking about, Bechlam. We're not even Mazkir Shalosh Chodesh. Then there's a separate machlokas. And what about if you are Mazkir Shalosh Chodesh? Oh! On that, we hope you don't make any tonight. So that went, okay, so now I know that there's a machlokas about whether your masker Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. But if you're telling me that we have two machlokas in, that are basically the same machlokas, definitely we're masker, shalom, tzla'atah, so what's the point of arguing twice? No, it's not the same thing. Because the Ashmina Rosh Hashanah, you know, the reason that the Rabbanan may have said, don't make conditions in your tefillah, may have nothing to do with the nature of tefillah. It may have to do with the nature of the listeners. That the people in the audience who hear, if today is Rosh Hashanah, well, if that's the case, there's room for some kulas, isn't there? So therefore, we don't want to say if. But if it's Rosh Chodesh, you say if. Well, it's, nothing's also on Rosh Chodesh anyway. What are we afraid of? He's going to be Mizalz and Reb Yudah Chosid, go take a haircut. What's exactly the problem? So I might have thought, if it only would have said Rosh Hashanah, Hava Amina, Boho Kaan Rabban and Delo, Mishum Da'ati Lazil Zulebe, Ava Broshef and Hashim Shakola Shana Kula, where there's nothing to be Mizalz in, because there's no Yisur Malacha. So fine, makes a lot of sense to make a condition in your tefillah, and not to be looked as a liar in the Shemayim. Who is this idiot over here talking about Rosh Chodesh, when it isn't Rosh Chodesh? So then maybe, in Achinami, they would be motivated to Rabbi Doso that you should make a condition. On the other end, Yitma Baha, let's say we would have only had this case over here about the Rosh Chodesh. I would say, maybe Rabbi Dos is only ready to take his position where there's no chashash of Zilzule. But when it comes to Rosh Hashanah, where there is a separate chashash of Zilzule, maybe they'd be motivated to the Rabbanan that even if you're mentioning Rosh Chodesh, don't make any tzna'im. So therefore, tzricha. I mean, you can't prove to me from the Mishnah and even from the expansion in the Braita, you can't prove to me that there's a separate machloket about whether you're maskir at all. All right, so wait, amazing. Rosh Hashanah shechal liyot b'Shabbat. I can prove it to you. Very, very simple. Forget about now the issue of Rosh Chodesh, okay? Rosh Hashanah is chal on Shabbat. We know what we do. What we do is we make the brocha, mekadesh haShabbat v'yom haZikaron. All one brocha. Beit Shammai, however, holds that each zman requires a separate bracha. So you say one tefillah on the Shabbat and you end the Kadesh Shabbat, and then you make a separate bracha for Rosh Hashanah, and you say the Kadesh Yisrael v'yom haZikaron. You don't put them together, and basically that gives you an additional bracha, because even though normally you would only have in your tefillah the three opening brachot, the three middle brachot, and then you would have Malchiot, Zikronot, and Shofrot, and you would include Kedushat Hayom in Malchiot, correct, which is what we do. According to Beit Shammai, if you also have Shabbat to worry about, you have to add a separate bracha before Malchiot of Mekadesh HaShabbat, which gives you, instead of nine brachot, 10 brachot. So if somebody says, Pitpalalta Esther Hayom, you know what he's talking about. It must be Rosh Hashanah, Shachar, B'Shabbat, according to Beit Shammai. Whereas Beit Hillel Omrin, Mitpalel Teisha. No, you have the same as you always have every year, 9 brachot, 3 openings, 3 closings, Malchus including Kiddushas Hayom and Shabbat, like we do, B'Kaddish HaShabbat, B'Yisrael, V'Yom HaZikaron, and then you have Zikronot and Shofarot. Now, let me ask you something. According to Beit Shammai, how come you only have 10? What happened to Rosh Chodesh? Where Rosh Chodesh is also, happens to fall out very often on Rosh Hashanah. So why don't we have a separate bracha for the Rosh Chodesh? I mean, if we need a separate bracha, according to Beit Shammai, for every Me'orah. So what happened to the other bracha? Clearly, I mean, we could see from Beit Shammai, there's no reason for us to assume that there's any machloket about the principle here. We don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. So, there you go. I mean, why should we think that that's part of the machloket? The imita, if in fact we do mention Rosh Chodesh, so then according to Beit Shammai, who demands a separate bracha for each me'orah, he should have said, akadisre miboyla. Instead of 10, when it comes out on Shabbat, he should have said 11. Omer Rebbe Zera, it's not the same at all. You do have to mention Rosh Chodesh, maybe. I mean, I can't tell you 100%. But certainly it's possible that you have to mention Rosh Chodesh, and nonetheless, Beit Shammai is moda, that it's only for Shabbat that I require a separate bracha, and for Rosh Chodesh, I don't need. Why? Shani Rosh Chodesh, mitov shekolel l'shachrit v'arvit, kolel nami b'musafim. Point of here is this. Suppose it would have been a weekday. The Rosh Chodesh would have come out on a weekday. Is there a bracha for Rosh Chodesh? No? So you say it in the Aleph Yavo. Or, we'll see, there's a machloket. But if Rosh Chodesh comes out on Shabbat, you say it in the Aleph Yavo. Do you mention Rosh Chodesh in the closing bracha? That we'll see as a machloket. But you certainly don't make a separate bracha. Because since there's no bracha that's miuchedet for Rosh Chodesh, it's normal shachrit v'arvit. So we don't make a separate bracha even when we're mentioning the musaf. Because it doesn't demand and the tefillah for itself. We will never kovei a separate tefillah of Baruch Ata Hashem Mekadesh Roshei Chodashim. We'll only include that when we have another tefillah at the most. So we're kolel. So if that's the case, even though it's Rosh Hashanah, and I'm saying Yom HaZikaron, so either I include it in the Aleph Yovo, we'll see that's a machlok. Either I'll be kolel in the Aleph Yovo, or I'll be kolel it in a tefillah that is said in Hoda'ah, according to another mandiyomer, the way we do on Chanukah and Purim. Or maybe I'll be kolel it in the brocha itself, and I'll say Mekadesh HaShabbat V'Yisrael V'Rosh Chodashim. But I'm certainly not kovei a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. In Shachris and Arvi, it's just Yalav Yavo. Musaf, I also don't make a separate bracha. Since I don't make for Shachris and Arvi, I don't make for Musaf anytime. Therefore, that's because that's all there is to say. But if it's Shabbos, I don't make a separate bracha for Rosh Chodesh. Well, I'll be okay, but that's the point. If I don't need a separate tefillah, then I, for my Musaf, I also don't need a separate tefillah. Obviously, if I have to say Musaf, I have to say Musaf. That's not the issue. But the question is, if I'm saying Musaf anyway, do I say two Musaf, meaning two separate brachot in the Musafim? As far as the Haskarah, the actual Korbanot, are concerned, anyway, they're not important. To actually say the Korbanot. Because that's not what Tfilat Musafim does require. Your Tosis points out that Bichlal, the actual Haskara, this is the Rajbam, Ein Tzarech Haskim Mikrot Shamut Musaf. Not on Yontev, not on Rosh Chodesh, and so on. And indeed, there's a, by the Yedot HaMizrach, huh? Bichlal, you don't have to say it.
Any Musaf.
That's right. You don't have to say the actual Korbanot. So therefore, we're talking about the Kedusha, not the...
Huh?
There are those who don't say him. There are those who don't say they don't say the actual animals. They don't say the pasuk of the animals. All you have to mention is the fact that there was a korban. And the brach, yeah, exactly. The ikur is the brach. Okay, so if that's the case... And they don't say it. So therefore, since we're kolo shachris v'arvis, we're kolo also musa. But you can't prove anything from here. But wait, but Beit Shammai doesn't hold of kolel. You're wrong. According to you, if Shabbos falls out on Rosh Chodesh, so according to you, you just say Yalav Yavo. And the problem is that Beit Shammai holds you make another bracha. You say 8 brachot on Shabbat, according to Beit Shammai. You don't say Yalav Yavo. So then, so you're wrong. Your whole assumption is wrong. If Shabbos comes out on Rosh Chodesh, you're going to say 2 separate brachot. So Mekadesh HaShabbos, and then Mekadesh Yisroel V'Roshei Chodashim. And you don't put it together. Yeah. So I mean, your whole assumption is completely off the wall, because, I mean, you're saying, since I don't need to make a separate bracha. But Beit Shammai, what do you do? Umi to Beit Shammai Kolel. V'atanya Rosh Chodesh Chal Liyot B'Shabbat, Beit Shammai Omrim Mitpalel Shmoneh, your bedavka, you're supposed to say 8 separate brachot, so you have to have now, in your Tfilat HaMusafim, you have indeed a separate bracha, not as we do, what we have in our Tfilat HaMusaf, both Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. U'Beit Hillel Omrim Mitpalel Sheva, that's a low blow, whoa. Gosh, that is a problem. I mean, I don't know what to do about that. Certainly sounds like that if he is saying it on Shabbat, and he's not saying it on Rosh Hashanah, that you don't say it. Okay. Now the fact is, says the Gemara, you know, we said that we're kolel, but what that means, the word kolel means that when you say the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbat, you include with it Rosh Chodesh. Not everybody holds that. Kolel Atzmo Tanai. Actually, it's a machloket Tanaim whether you mention Rosh Chodesh in the Tefillah or whether you say a Yalav
Yovo. Isn't the fact that Basil and Beishamai are arguing it as evidence that it's a machloket?
No, they're not, that's not the argument. It's a completely different question. Kolel atzmo tanoi, the tanim. Shabbat shechal liyot b'rosh chodesh. O b'chol ha-shomoid. Now, Shabbos comes out now. It's a Shabbos chol ha-moid. So what's the din? Arvit, shachrit, mincha. You say a normal Shabbat davening. People get confused about Shabbos chol ha-moid. I always feel it's sort of yom tovi. A lot of people start davening the yom tovi. Didn't we do this yesterday? I moved my sitter to the other tefillah. But no, that's actually not what you do. You say a normal Shabbat davening. And then you say Yalav Yovel. V'yomer me'in ha-me'ora be'avodah. Okay? No mentioning of it in the bracha at all. So you don't say, it's Yom HaShabbat HaZeh v'et Yom Chag HaSukkot. You don't mention Chag HaSukkot at all. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, what's this be'avodah? You guys never had Hanukkah. You say it in Hoda'ah. That's the right place to mention today. That'd be interesting. Like Alanisim. Same place you put Alanisim. V'im lo amar. Now if you missed Yalav Yovel, marzirinoto. Back you go. But Musafim, what about on Musaf? Musaf like this. Matchil b'shel Shabbat. You start off talking about Shabbat. The bracha you end, shel Shabbos. Now this also, we don't paskin like this. Because we paskin that you mention in the bracha also, Rosh Chodesh. V'omer kedushat hayom be'emtza. Then in the middle you say a tefillah about Rosh Chodesh, but you don't close with the words Rosh Chodesh. In the bracha. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel, Reb Yishmo ben Osher, Reb Yochanan ben Broko Omrim, Kol Makom Shezakuk L'Sheva. Look, we disagree with what you said. I mean, the thing about Musaf is one thing, but the opening Shmona Esrei, which is not Shmona Esrei, it's Sheva. So wherever you need the bracha of 7 brachot instead of 18 brachot, the deal is that Kol Makom Shezakuk L'Sheva, Matchil B'Shel Shabbat, Misayim B'Shel Shabbat, V'Amer Kedushat Hayom Be'emza. You always mention Kedushat Hayom, except, and don't forget about Yalav Yovel, you say it in the thing, but you don't say the actual Mikadesh HaShabbat V'Yom, whatever it is. But you certainly have to mention it in your tefillah if you're saying a tefillat sheva on any of your tefillah, not only in Musaf. Anything. As long as it's not a tefillah shel chol. In other words, a tefillah shel chol doesn't have a place to mention the Kedushat Hayom. But wherever you do have a tefillah sheva, the whole meaning of tefillah sheva is that the middle brachah is koveh Kedushat Hayom. So if the Kedushat Hayom includes Sukkot, even though it's Chol HaMoed, if the Kedushat Hayom includes Rosh Chodesh, even though it's a weekday, even though it's just a plain Shabbos, so why wouldn't I mention it? Not just Musaf. Any sheva. That's the point of sheva. The point of sheva is to exit your normal concerns of the 18 brachot, and instead to substitute a Kedushat Hayom, or your Kedushat Hayom. How can you ignore the fact that it's Sukkot when you're talking about Kedushat Hayom? It only mentions Shabbos. Doesn't make sense.
So why are you not assigned with that? Well, why is the bracha not?
Because the Kaviyas is no different than you would be Kaviyah during the week. What would you have said on Chol HaMoed? Would you have said Mekadesh Chag HaSukkot? No. It's Chol HaMoed.
All right.
So we weren't Kaviyah a bracha, but we certainly can't ignore the Etz of Kedushat Hayom. Therefore, the Klal is look to the number of brachot. If it's 7, then you know you have to mention the Kedushat Hayom. And Arvitz?
And
Mincha?
And
Musaf. But Musaf, the others agreed also. I'm saying, he's saying any Sheva. Any Sheva at all.
Any Sheva or Masker in the middle.
Yeah, that's what they hold. Now, we don't pass like either of these. The Gemara in Beitza, the Gemara speaks out that neither of these are correct, because what we do is we are Masker in the actual Siyuma Bracha, not only in the middle of the Bracha. And we end with mentioning Shabbat and Rosh Chodesh.
Is that true?
On Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. Yeah, on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So, over here nobody said that.
Right.
Not Cholamoy. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh.
Is this across the board? All Sephardim Ashkenaz, everybody does as Rabbi Joseph?
Yeah. The Gemara Paskas is. Anyway, so now I'm really confused. So my Havel, just tell me the bottom line. Is there a bottom line? Well, of course, the bottom line for Jews is always a machlokas. Zikaron echad olel lekan lekan. According to Rav Chista, if you say Yom HaZikaron, that means Rosh Chodesh. Actually, v'chein omer Rabba Zikaron echad olel lekan lekan. No machlokas and left, and Tosfos even learns. You remember, b'kesel yom chageinu. Why is Rosh Hashanah called the day of covering up? A reference to the Kisei Levana, because we don't mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Fascinating thing. So there's something special about not mentioning. It disappears. Rosh Chodesh disappears on Rosh Hashanah, right? Which is a fascinating idea. We don't mention the Soyer Shal Rosh Chodesh. It's as if it didn't happen.
We don't say that.
We don't. That's the Soyer Lashem we leave out. And there's a very good reason for it. And Kabbalistically, there's a very clear cut reason for it. Because the whole reason for the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh is a Kapora for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the Miut HaLavana. But on Rosh Hashanah, well, the whole idea of Rosh Hashanah is accepting a world with its limitations in order for it to self-actualize, because the mocker of the tikkun of shofar on Rosh Hashanah, it's obvious to us that we don't really need much of a kapora for big mamayat levana, or we're dead anyway, so therefore we're certainly not going to be masked to get with Rosh Hashanah. Sorry? Speak to me. Speak to me. How I make it up as I go. Probably Rosh Hashanah in the Sugya Barkesek. Yomar Rabba, you know, you keep embarrassing me. I make up these beautiful Makairas, and then you ask me where they are. You gotta admit, they're great. Yomar Rabba, Kiavina Be Ravuna, Havi Iboilan, Maulo Mar Zman Barosh Hashanah Uve Yom HaKippurim. Another question. I wanted to know whether you say Shechiyanu or not. Because my question was like this. Kiva Debi Zman Lezman Ati. I mean, look, it is something that it usually happens every year. Once a year, you have Rosh Hashanah, you have Yom Kippur. So, I mean, that's what Shechiyanu is all about, isn't it? Oh, Dilma, Kiva Delo Ikru Regalim. Or do we say, look, I mean, it's not one of the Regalim. It's not something that Zman is made on. It just happens to occur. So, maybe you don't have to say Zman? Lo Avi Biyata. He didn't know. But Kiatoi Bei Rav Yehuda, when I came to Rav Yehuda, he said to me, what kind of crazy question is that? Ana Kara Charetanami Amin Azman. I make a Shechiyanu on a new pumpkin. And you're having, isn't Rosh Hashanah as good as a pumpkin? I mean, what's the big question over here? So, Omar Lay, I wasn't asking if you want to make Zman, to say Zman, Rishut, look at me boyly. I mean, a person feels Gishmak and he's happy when it's Rosh Hashanah and so on. He wants to respond with Shechiyanu, not in terms of the din of the Zman, but in terms of his enjoyment of what he has, obviously. I mean, that you could do for a pumpkin too. But I was asking whether is it Kviut in the Kiddush, or is it part of the din of the time? That's what I'm asking. So, to tell me, Rishut, look, I'm Iboili. Kiko Iboili, Chova, mine. Now, some of a diet from here, that saying Shechiyanu on a new suit is Rishut. It's not Chova. Because otherwise, why is he saying, but obviously you don't have to conclude that from this Gemara. Because like I said, Rishut means that's your response. And clearly, we know that the din is up to you. It has to be something that's choshev to you. I mean, if you're the kind of guy that buys a new shirt every other day, then you don't say Shechiyanu. But, so maybe that's all that it means in terms of Rishut. If it's Shechiyanu is gishmak. As I've always pointed out in Yiddish, this is such a profound nekuda, because the Medrash says that the Birka Shechiyanu is learned actually from Bria Sa'ema. That clearly there is an excitement about experiencing creation. So if that's the case, it's an amazing Medrash Nav Chumash. If that's the case, says the Medrash, so therefore when HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes along and a person said Shechiyanu on the Regalim, so he says, so Hefyetem is Hatzvechem Meshana Hazor, Tichyu L'Shana Haba'ah. In other words, you have Gishmak, that's what it's all about, so go ahead and enjoy yourself next year too. In Yiddish, when you want to say that something is wonderful, you say Amechaya, which is the Shechiyanu. It's an interesting thing. So it's always a shevach to my separation, to the giving of life. Ah, I'm a chayah. It's interesting. I don't know. I mean, there is in English. They live it up. It doesn't have the same. It's not the same. The schmarker ring.
I like to say, when I get a new shirt, because my wife wants me to get another one, I say it's gas amazing.
So you say on a phoenix, you'll have to say it's gas amazing.
Can we take a moment to digress?
I thought that's what we were doing.
We were in London on Yom HaAtzmaut or Yom Yerushalayim, and they were arguing in show whether to say Shafiyon or not to say Shafiyon. So Honey turned to a neighbor and she said, I don't understand. When you buy a new pair of pants, say Shafiyon. Everybody talked about it. One man said, I think you mean trousers.
That's great. That is great. Yeah.
So what did they say? Shafiyon or not?
That's a true story.
That's a beautiful story. So anyway, I was asking Chova, my, what's the din about making a shachiyano as a chiyav? Omar le, Rav Shmuel d'Arma Tavayo, ein omer zman, ela b'shalosh regalim. Well, we have a psak from Rav Shmuel, the chiyav of shachiyano is only on the shalosh regalim. Meisvei. We darsh in the posik, tein chelek l'shiva v'gam l'shmona in Kohelet. So Rabbi Eliezer omer, what is this referring to? Give a part out of seven, out of eight. No, on mitzvahs, it could be that everybody's motive to chiyav. That's not up to you to find geshmak in the mitzvah. That's a din in the fact that the mitzvah is new to you. I mean, I don't want to say that as an absolute kviyut because of the minig in chutzlar. It's not to say shech yonah with his tzara de yanuka and so on. But there it may have to do with the question of, do we look at the mitzvah? Do we look at the circumstances? But certainly those that don't take that into consideration. But anyway, what is the meaning of a chelek of seven and a chelek of eight? Very vague words. Rabbi Eliezer says, look, it means take a piece out of seven. So in other words, shiva. That shiva you may brishit. Out of 7 days, you take Shabbat. That's a chelek that's lamala. If you talk about Yom L'Shmona, fine. So then there's a special day. In an eighth-day unit, where do we have an eighth-day unit? From birth to the eighth day. It's an eighth-day unit. On the eighth day, you make something special. A shmoni may milah. Yeshua says, no, it's not, it's Shiva is Yimei Pesach. Shemona is Yimei Achag. And then when it says V'gam L'Shemona, it means even Shmini Atzeres, even Shavuos of one day, Rosh Hashanah, Yom HaKippurim, not only 7 and 8 days. So what does it mean? Give something for 7 days, for 8 days, for one day. Give what? I mean, what does it mean? What are you supposed to give? Lav L'Zman? I mean, doesn't that mean give a Shechiano? Give a Yashakeach? Give an expression of the specialness of the day, no? Not necessarily. Maybe it means livracha. I mean, maybe it means to say Mekadosh Yisrael Vazmanim. Musay means, I mean, that's Zman, but it's not Shechiyanu. Okay, I'm Mistavra. You know what? It makes sense. It's got to be that. Because the way you're learning it means Lashiva, you don't say Shechiyanu 7 days. You don't say Shechiyanu for 8. Say Shechiyanu always 1 day. So what would be the point of saying, Ten Chedek Sheva Shemoner Gam? Doesn't make sense. No, hello, Kashman. That doesn't bother me. Suppose you didn't say Shechiyanu the first day. Can you say Shechiyanu the second day? Of course. And third day? Yes. The seventh day? Sure. Okay, so then that means there is a makom for Birkas Shechiyanu on all of the 7 days or on all of the 8 days. Wait a minute. I mean, you only make a Shechiyanu on the Regolim when you have a kos, no? I mean, unless you hold a Reb Nachman. Maybe Lema Misayele Reb Nachman, the Amr Reb Nachman, Zman Omro Afilu B'Shuk. He says if you're walking down the Shuk and you're on your way to the Kotel, you could say Shechiyanu over there. That's a pretty lousy place to say Shechiyanu, but no. Aval Pekin.
On the Yom Tov.
Yeah, so in other words, it's not Kavua La Kos according to him. Is that what you're saying? Hello, Kash. What's the problem? Maybe the guy didn't have a coast the first day, the second day. I mean, and he gets a coast, so fine. The Igalei coast. Who says that? Bedavka. What's because he didn't say the first day? Nobody has wine the second day and the seventh day. Okay, fine. Atzeret, Rosh Hashanah. Explain to me where you say your Shechiyanu on the coast, on Yom Kippur. Hmm? You're going to pick up a cup of wine, you're going to make kiddush and say Shechiyanu. And then what? So you'll say, well, you can make Kiddush, have in mind only to be Mekabel, the dinim of Yom Kippur later, drink the wine, and then be Mekabel Kiddush as Yom Kippur. Is that what you think? Say, Im Vorach Alei V'Shotile, Kivan Dabar Zman, Kabli Alei. When you say the bracha of Zman, you're being Mekabel on yourself, the dinim of Yom Kippur, V'Yos Alei, because that's the famous Maisa with Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, where they made a mistake, and they davened, and it turned out it was actually not dark. So, and let's say, said, Mi Badalta, when you were Mekabel earlier, were you you also moved out from the Malacha, and you have to keep Shabbos, absolutely. So, is it that I should just say the bracha, and then I should set it down, and not drink from it? It should be like just a symbol. This is a symbol of a kiddush, but I can't drink. I can't do that either. I'm a varech tzarech shitom. That's halach. Once say your bracha on yayin, you have to drink it. No, it's din bichlal in the kiddush, not just because you made the bracha. Leit ve'leyanuka, so maybe give it to a child. The same like on Tisha B'Av. You make avdolah, then okay, I'm going to tie this. You give it to a child. Let yochatak revach, we don't paskin like that, because dimati lemisra. We're afraid that the child will remember, oh, yes, indeed, every Yom Kippur, we always have a people that. So there he is, 30 years later, telling his kids, I remember back in Dad's house, I was always the one to make kiddush on Yom Kippur, so come around, children. So we don't want to do that. Very interesting that the Tosfos brings a Maisa where they had a Brit Milah, and they actually did give the child to drink the coast of the Brit Milah on Tisha B'Av or on Yom Kippur. And that was because the only chashash over here is when it happens all the time. But there's no chashash to Ati L'Misrach when an unusual event happens and he's going to connect it, and necessarily that means that on Yom Kippur he gets the drink.
Yeah,
exactly. So, Maisa Shari?
There's another Gemara that says by Yom Kippur, the baby
drank it.
The
Rachanim will drink the coats. That's fantastic.
There's another Gemara that says by Yom Kippur, come David, Chusus Nakia. Why Chamat or coats? Maybe
if your whole Zman requires coats, then you can't be Yom Chusus Nakia. That's Chibaratel.
Not
enough. Not Zikoron, right? Well, it's more than, Kivan the Yomar, where are we? So you can't do that. So Vostutman, I don't know, have a raya now. Shadrua Rabbanan Rav Yemar Saba. The Rabbanan sent Rav Yemar Saba to come to Rav Chista and to watch. So he arrives Erev Rosh Hashanah. And they tell him, Zil Chazihechi Avidovta. Look, we're not going to get any clear answer out of him. He's like, watch. And then to Emelon, come report back.
Reishata, that's Rosh Hashanah.
Yeah, Reishata. That was the question.
Right.
A question of, so I want you to watch and see whether you say Zman on only the Shalosh Regalim, or whether he held that Zman was a Chovah here too. Ki Chazia, when Rav Chista spotted him, he said, Thou Yul Retiva, Raf Selebet. You know what they say. When a guy picks up a log that's soaking wet, it ain't for his fireplace. He's trying to find a place to stand. What are you doing here? You didn't come here for nothing. All of a sudden, you're here in my territory. Fine. So he suspected him. I say Le Casa de Chanra, so they bring him a coast.
It was him, the guest?
No. Turkista. Kodesh v'Omar Zman, and he did say Zman. V'Yilchasa Omar Zman, Baruch Shalom Yom HaKippurim. V'Yilchasa Zman Omro Afila B'Shuk, indeed, and you don't need to say Zman on the coast, which is what we say the Zman in Shul. Or the women say the Zman on Hadlakat HaNerot. Now, it's, I don't know why. Everybody asks, what's the raya? We were always made that you could certainly say it Rishos. So if Rav Chista said it, how do they expect to get information out of that it wasn't Rishos? There's all types of things. Some say since he said it, where he said it, on the coast. So it's mashma that he held it was part of the kviyah of the chuvah on the coast. There's a lot of different approaches. That's the whole point. That's not why I presented this again. You're here for a reason. So if you're here for a reason, obviously I know that you're going to be koveya, so you should know I'm doing this despite the fact that I know that you're going to go and say the halacha. Otherwise, I'd have to make it clear. That's the point of mentioning the Dalyur Lurativa. Otherwise, what do we care about his comments about there being a spy in his boots? Okay? V'yomar Rabba, ki avina be'ravuna, iboy.
So in hindsight, one would say he said it to make sure he knows that it's
correct. And that's why the Gemara is quoting. Rama Rabba, Ta'anit B'Malei Shabbat, Mal La'ashlun. If a Talmud Chacham is having a Ta'anit, and it's Erev Shabbos, should he be Mashlim his Ta'anit, or should he not be Nichras L'Shabbos out of feeling that he's starving? Lo Havi B'Yadin. Atel Kamid Rav Yehuda. So he comes to ask Rav Yehuda. He also didn't know. Lo Havi B'Yadin. So Omar Rava said, look, apparently we're not going to get answers for anybody. Let's figure it out ourselves. Nechazi anna, detanya. Tish'a ba'av, shechal liyot b'shabbat. V'chein, Erev Tisha B'Av, Shechal Liyot Shabbat. So, Ochel, B'Shotek, Otsocho, Ma'aral, Shulchano, Afilu, Kis'udat Shlomo, B'Shat. You can eat, continue to eat until the very last minute, even though there's normally would have been a din of Suda HaMafseket. Here there's no din of a Suda HaMafseket. So you can have your massive Suda Shlishit as long, obviously, as you stop eating before the beginning of Tisha B'Av. On the other hand, the Tisha B'Av is on the Friday, so then mevim lo kibeitza v'ochel. So then he eats a kibeitza, and he should have something to eat kidei shelo yikanes l'Shabbat kishehu meuneh. So even though you're keeping your ta'anit, but you're not allowed to enter Shabbat feeling starving. Because if you're mu'uneh, then that's not how you're going to be mekabel Shabbat. Tanya, Omer Rebbe Yehuda, pa'am achat hayinu yoshvim lifnei Rebbe Akiva. We have a Maaseh Sharya. We were all in front of Rebbe Akiva, and it was a Tisha B'Av on a Friday. Shechal liot berev Shabbat ayim. Ve'hivio lo beitza megugelet v'gam'a b'lo melach. They brought him a soft egg, and he took it without putting any salt on it and just swallowed it whole. V'lo shayat ta'evla. Believe me, he had no interest in eating that egg. Ela laharot v'talmidim halacha. All he wanted to do was to show us that on Erev Shabbat, you're not mashlim ta'anit till the last minute. Right before Shabbat, you have to have something in order not to be nichnas to Shabbat feeling miserable. As Rabbi Yossi Omer, mit'aneh u'mashlim. Absolutely, you keep your ta'anit to the last minute, even though you're going to be nichnas into Shabbos hungry.